Another Pakistan Christian teen is accused of blasphemy. Changes stirring the Russian church, and a flash mob and YouTube video shine the spotlight on Christ. We'll tell you about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's another blasphemy case in Pakistan involving a teen. This time, it's a 16-year-old Christian boy named Ryan Stanton. Late last week, according to a Boss News Life report, Stanton, his sister, and his parents went into hiding in Pakistan. Their case bears a striking resemblance to that of Rimsha Masih's case, including the mobs that attack their neighborhoods. Unfortunately, says Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer,
when something like this happens, there's all kinds of spin-off things and backlashes that happen. The people have a lot of fear.
Christians fled. Palmer says they not only provide help, they provide comfort. Sadly, the reality is it's likely to continue.
When Jesus talked about the cost of discipleship, he said that, people hate you on my account and there will be persecution.
You can pray, give, or go. Why?
In the midst of these crises, there always is opportunity, not just for the physical expression of Christ's love, but there's always unique opportunities that emerge to be able to share truth that's in the gospel as well.
Next, picture this.
You're wet, you're cold, you don't have a place to go. There is no food. You can't even start a fire because everything is wet.
Sound like an episode of reality TV? This is reality for thousands of people in Assam, India. When a major river flooded the homes of over 2 million people this summer, Danny Punos tells us Gospel for Asia stepped in to help.
We were doing lots of relief work. We were helping people to get back on their feet. And now the rain has picked up again.
Non-stop monsoon rains have added to the woes of people left stranded by severe flooding. GFA delivers relief aid like food, blankets, and most importantly, clean drinking water,
which is usually the most important thing right away during a flooding situation because all the water is contaminated and disease gets spread very quickly.
Pray for disaster survivors. Help raise support for them by sharing this story on social media.
Facebook, Twitter, prayer. Those are very practical things that people can do immediately right now.
This is Mission Network News. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says change is stirring in the Russian church.
I think what we're looking at right now is a new type of Russia that didn't exist when the wall went down.
Mock says Russian young people aren't seeing spiritual fruit from the generations who came before them. These adults aren't living as the hands and feet of Christ.
It's one thing to say that you're a Christian just sitting in the pews. It's another thing that you're asked to live your faith out loud.
SGA is helping churches in Russia to engage their youth and encourage them to get involved in active ministry. $15 a month can help a young adult study the Word of God and share their faith on community outreach trips.
These younger men and women can become life changers for the sake of the gospel.
Pray that youth would desire that involvement. Pray also that hearts would be softened to the gospel in Russia. Check our featured link section at missionnetworknews.org to get involved. We turn next to Mexico, where a couple with New Tribes Mission is going green. The team is building relationships with a people in a remote tribe south of Chihuahua City. Planting trees with his co-worker gave one of the missionaries the perfect opportunity to participate in a cultural event where hundreds gather to plant saplings in the surrounding hills. Learning, living, and loving. Pray they'll pick up the language quickly so they can share more about the hope of Christ. And a flash mob video just won first prize at an international film festival. A team from Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recorded a choir performing Jesus is Risen for Easter at a Lebanese mall in 2011. They entered it into the music category at the Christian European Visual Media Association's 2012 film festival. This YouTube clip has shared the hope of Christ with over 500,000 people. Pray it opens more hearts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are turning to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's brand new book called Dreams and Visions. Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.